Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been following the story and following some very, very strange and disturbing incidents taking place at the borders of Ukraine in terms of racism. Dr. Seth Cooper, President for Pan-African Psychology Union, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us. How are you?
I'm trying to be well when the world is crazy hard.
The world is crazy, disturbing. Yeah, it's all of those things. It's as we thought we were getting over one trauma, or we thought we could start to heal, we back to another. Not easy at all. What also does make it difficult, and it was just so hard to believe, but then it does seem to be a real story. We spoke to somebody and we said, to tell us, talk to them about racism. And they said, no, it's not racism. What did they say it is? I'm trying to think. Mukundi, what did they say it was? It wasn't racism. It was...
They said it's profiling on whether or not you speak Ukrainian.
That's what it is. Talk to us about that, Dr. Seth Cooper.
You know, it's war is terrible. The effect they're so egregious and shocking. And we don't need people who are fleeing from those conditions not to be accommodated. I think there's conventions, there's clear Geneva conventions that when people flee wars, borders open up, corridors of peace are created. But the kinds of obstructions put our own students from this country, many of us have heard and seen on TV the clips where these youngsters were crying because they were excluded from the trains and so on. Now, I appreciate, number one, the country takes care of its citizens.
Of course.
But thereafter, to discriminate against people is intolerable. And one example, the Poles, the neo-Nazi approach is shocking. And we must all learn from the terrible atrocities committed in the Second World War period, the Holocaust. I mean, attempting to just do the kinds of shocking things that the United Nations was created for. And we're seeing that kind of thing rear its ugly head again in Europe. And the justifications, I mean, some of these media clips and arguments that they are Christian, they look like us. I mean, we're all human beings. Our biology is the same. We have the same ingredients, but it would be boring if all of us looked like you, Howard, or me, spoke like me, thought like me.
Yeah, it would be what a dull place. Absolutely, you know? Right. Absolutely.
So we and my humanity. I mean, we in this country. I think the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu expressed it very well in terms of Ubuntu. We get our humanness, and I know this from being a psychologist, that we socialize into being human through interaction with other people. And if your humanity is impugned and I stand by, what does it say about me, you know? So we have to, our hearts have to be with those who suffer. The war is terrible. It's totally unnecessary. But when the victims are treated in this way, it says something about terrible leadership. Are we going back to the narrow Nazi nationalism period? That is worrying, because all over in parts of Europe, you're getting the resurgence of these kinds of neo-Nazi approaches and political parties. I mean, they tried to do it to Jewish people in all of Europe, and now they're going to go for everybody else.
What's interesting to me is that, and you keep referring to humanity, what I'm starting to see is our governments, people separating humanity and politics. So that we're seeing that with the South African government. They've kind of removed it to make it a political issue that needs to be discussed and debated, leaving out the human suffering side. And I would imagine it's what's happening there as well. Well, you have to be Ukrainian and you have to be, but ignoring the human side, irrespective of where somebody comes from, what their color is, what their religion is, anything, it becomes political and not human. And it's such a dangerous path to travel, isn't it?
Oh, it is terrible. It is terrible. And you know, I just want to mark that we still retain the apartheid Nazi classification in this country.
Absolutely.
You know, for crying out loud. And then every time we have president, other leaders standing up and saying, we've got a wonderful constitution. The constitution is meaningless if it is not part of our thinking and our engagement. And if they in leadership carry on in some of the ethnicized ways they carry on, then it shows they don't understand that constitution. It just becomes another piece of paper. It's how we treat the worst of amongst us that underpins our own claim to being part of the human family.
Absolutely magnificently said. Dr. Seth Cooper, president of 4 Pan-African Psychology Union, talking to us about incidents of racism at the border in Ukraine. Absolutely appalling.